Tracy Morgan in with you with your extended news at noon. And what I thought I'd do for the next few minutes is get a bit of an update. It's interesting when we give you stories and share the beginnings of efforts, and then sometimes we don't hear the end of them. So Sharon Snyder is on the phone with me, and of course she has created the Hang Tough Stocking Stuffer effort and has had this around for a couple of years. And so we talked to Sharon when this year's effort was kicking off, and this of course is where stockings for Christmas were stuffed and then given and then offered to cancer patients that are in their treatment. So Sharon, thank you so much for joining me. How are you today?
I'm great, Stacey. How are you?
Good, good, good. So tell me, how many stockings did you get this year?
Well, is that really how we want to start off?
I'm sorry.
We need to lead up to this, Tracy.
let's get right into the meat.
I know. This was quite the year of speculation as to how many stockings we would truly get with the support of the community, because it is a program that, yes, we have some major elves running around doing all the work, and that silly old Mrs. Claus that just can't, you know, sit still. But this year we were able to have many, many supporters in the community, and it's great to be able to share with you that we were able to share 1,485 stockings to Butler County with support, love, and care stuffed into each one, and hopefully putting a smile on every patient that's battling cancer in our community.
That is fabulous. Now, is that a record? Is that more than last year? What did you see?
No, it's not more than last year. Last year was our all-time record with almost 2,300 stockings stuffed. But considering the year that everyone is having, and that, you know, it's just such a crazy, screwed up world, that is still stuffed with love and care. It's our community. They always back us. They always pull through, and it's just heart tugging and gives you chills when you see this room full of stockings. And it's like, you know, the old saying with rabbits, they just keep multiplying.
Right.
It's like you put a stocking next to a stocking and you got five stockings.
And it has been an interesting year. So have the stockings been given out at this point? Have the recipients received these?
Yes, they have, Tracy. Sorry. This year is going to be a little different. We did collect a little earlier, but the stockings are in quarantine for 2 weeks. So all the stuffed stockings that have been, you know, tucked into facilities already, they were distributed on Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So basically the North Pole was closed up, locked tight on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and the stockings were in the facilities that we support. And we know that the majority of them in Butler County will be given out probably by the 4th and 5th, maybe next week, next Monday, because right. of them being in quarantine.
That's interesting, and I'm glad you brought that up. It's just an interesting piece to how you had to get this done. But again, I applaud your effort in getting this done. I, we've talked about this before, the two of us, where you sat down and you thought of a way to get it done. And can you talk about that again, on how important that was to make sure that this effort went off?
Well, it was a heart-tugging situation this year, because it was very easy to just give up and say, nah, it's not worth it this year. But I received a card in the mail from a person, a sweet lady that had gotten a stocking in the past several times, and she's a cancer survivor. And she wrote in the card that if ever any time you are hesitant on giving stockings, this is the year you really need to do it. And that stocking came in July. It had a Christmas stamp on the envelope, which was a stocking-shaped card in a Christmas envelope. And it just really touched me. And that was the inspiration I needed to really start back in July to get my numbers and coordinations. And there's a lot of legwork behind the scenes. It's not just going out and picking up stockings and delivering them and making them smile. It's a lot of effort to get boxes and numbers and, you know, talk to the coordinators at the clinics. And that card inspired me so much. And God bless her, because she just had surgery again. And it's just such a neat thing to know that little stocking brought her so much cheer.
And how are the patients going to receive the stockings? You say you work with the clinic. So do you have to get so many stockings to each clinic in order for them to pass these stockings out?
Yes, that's exactly what I do, is I usually talk to either the nurse manager or the person that runs the clinics, and then I get a number. And then when we meet up and I give those stockings to them, then they have them and they know how many people they pretty much have on a weekly basis, and each person gets one stocking. So even if they go for cancer treatments four times a week, they don't get four stockings, they get one stocking. And this year it is different because usually the team of elves and myself get to go around and spread some cheer and spend a few hours here and there. And, you know, sometimes we Christmas carol with them. Sometimes we sit and hold their hands. We've cried with them. We've laughed with them. We've shared stories. It's just a time well spent, because you don't know what that special moment for them means. And when we do that, it's not only special for them, it's special for us. It's doing God's work. It's touching, you know, what we need to do in society. And this year, it's up to the clinics themselves, the nurses, and those employees to hand out the stockings, because we're not allowed to be there. So due to the pandemic, due to the coronavirus and many other rules and regulations and different things, it's what it is. We have to abide by what we can do, but the basic concept was we got the stockings in the facilities to be handed out to create those smiles, one stocking at a time.
So tell me your perspective, because as you describe what you typically would do in the past years, you are not going to be able to do that. Does it give you some sadness, but does it give you some joy because you did accomplish this effort? Like, talk about what you're feeling as you go through the next month.
Well, the joy is definitely there. Just seeing the stockings, like I said, coming in into the facility, which I can give a shout out to the Butler Township Volunteer Fire District 3. For 2 years now, they've given us a fire station, fire hall, and we've been able to turn it into the North Pole because I've pretty much outgrown my house. And to have it be able to pull all the stockings from the facilities that donate them and the merchants, and then put them in there and count them, because we count every single stocking, and not that we want to keep good documentation, but this is all done from volunteers and from our heart. So we want to make sure that if anybody ever questions us, this is where we've taken them, this is how many that have them. Does it pull at my heartstrings that I can't do it? Sure, because that is a major impact. I've always been a volunteer, always given back with my heart and soul, and yeah, it is. It's really different, but my magic cape is hanging for another season.
Absolutely. So Sharon, thank you so much for what you did this holiday season on behalf of those that will be recipients of these stockings, but also from those who donated, because a lot of effort and love went into the donations as well. So thank you for you making sure that this effort did go off, thinking outside of the box or thinking outside of the stocking. Can we say that?
And then thinking outside the stocking. It's a total every stocking tells a story. I love to share that line, because the person that has stuffed it, we don't know why they're finding it in their heart to stuff it, but they have stuffed it, and the person receiving it is receiving it due to a battle, but we hope that it helps them create a smile or just lighten their day for a second, because we don't know what each day holds for any of us, let alone if you've already been diagnosed with cancer and battling it. But once again, Stacy, this program couldn't be possible without the Butler Radio Network. I'm grateful to Vicki that we have this bond that we both love to do for others. And my husband backed me 100%, which this year he can tell you he personally delivered a trailer full of stockings, and they had 310 stockings in the trailer. So he was hands-on elf this year also. We just can't thank all of the people that help and deliver. Shout out to Colin, he's the short little elf, so he always has to get into tight spots and unload and unload the van and the trailer. And Justin helped this year, and just everybody that has really, really helped. It's like a family affair right now, because without my daughter backing me on the computer and helping with numbers and getting letters and typing things and emails. It's like a snowball effect, and it's a good snowball that's coming at you because we're able to share that beauty and support with everybody. And like I said, with the community being involved, that's where it comes from. It's hometown proud. I mean, you have to say that you're so happy to be from Butler and have all these stockings donated.
Well, Sharon, once again, thank you for all that you did. Thank you for your time this morning, too, to give us a recap.
Well, you know me. I can talk forever.
So. Got to wrap her up, right?
I know. You're going to have to shut me off. But, yes, thank you, Butler County, for donating your stockings and making people, 1,485 people, smile.
Well, again, Sharon, I can't say it enough. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.